Now turn to part 2, questions 8 to 13. You will hear part of a radio program about writers who worked as ambulance drivers in World War I. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
A remarkable number of well-known American authors were ambulance drivers during World War I. Among them were Ernest Hemingway, John Dos Passos, E.E. Cummings, and Somerset Maugham. In fact, at least 23 well-known literary figures drove ambulances in the First World War. The large number of famous writers who were ambulance drivers is unique to the First World War. This raises several questions. Why did so many future writers volunteer for ambulance work in the First World War? Why not in other wars? Did the ambulance work influence their later lives and their writing? One good reason writers had not joined ambulance services in earlier wars was because there were no ambulance services to join. However, as the 19th century came to an end, the image of the ambulance was about to undergo a big change because of the invention of the automobile. Soon, speed was part of the image of the ambulance. This speed and novelty helped make driving the vehicle acceptable to young members of the better educated class in the United States. Indeed, volunteers were often recruited directly from the better universities. But why would they join? Many young men had a strong desire to be in the middle of the action, but were not physically fit enough to join the army. Hemingway, who had poor vision in his left eye, expressed this viewpoint when, before joining, he wrote to his sister, Marceline. But I'll make it to Europe some way in spite of this optic. I can't let a show like this go on without getting into it. And Somerset Maugham, at 40 and 5'6", was both too old and too short to join the army at the beginning of the war. So he joined a British Red Cross ambulance. There were others who did not want to kill. Dos Passos was one of them. Adventure, patriotism, and wanting to participate in important events of the time were all reasons for joining. Undoubtedly, the First World War played a major role in the writings of the men who served in the volunteer ambulance service. War can provide the basic motivation that gets a person started toward becoming a writer. But most soldiers don't have the leisure to think about the things war can bring a person face to face with. But there were times to think while ambulance driving or while waiting to drive. Thoughts led naturally to the desire to put those thoughts on paper.
Now listen again.
A remarkable number of well-known American authors were ambulance drivers during World War I. Among them were Ernest Hemingway, John Dos Passos, E.E. Cummings, and Somerset Maugham. In fact, at least 23 well-known literary figures drove ambulances in the First World War. The large number of famous writers who were ambulance drivers is unique to the First World War. This raises several questions. Why did so many future writers volunteer for ambulance work in the First World War? Why not in other wars? Did the ambulance work influence their later lives and their writing? One good reason writers had not joined ambulance services in earlier wars was because there were no ambulance services to join. However, as the 19th century came to an end, the image of the ambulance was about to undergo a big change because of the invention of the automobile. Soon, speed was part of the image of the ambulance. This speed and novelty helped make driving the vehicle acceptable to young members of the better educated class in the United States. Indeed, volunteers were often recruited directly from the better universities. But why would they join? Many young men had a strong desire to be in the middle of the action, but were not physically fit enough to join the army. Hemingway, who had poor vision in his left eye, expressed this viewpoint when, before joining, he wrote to his sister, Marceline. But I'll make it to Europe some way in spite of this optic. I can't let a show like this go on without getting into it. And Somerset Maugham, at 40 and 5'6", was both too old and too short to join the army at the beginning of the war. So he joined a British Red Cross ambulance. There were others who did not want to kill. Dos Passos was one of them. Adventure, patriotism, and wanting to participate in important events of the time were all reasons for joining. Undoubtedly, the First World War played a major role in the writings of the men who served in the volunteer ambulance service. War can provide the basic motivation that gets a person started toward becoming a writer. But most soldiers don't have the leisure to think about the things war can bring a person face to face with. But there were times to think while ambulance driving or while waiting to drive. Thoughts led naturally to the desire to put those thoughts on paper.
That is the end of part 2.